When anyone receives revelation in the Word of God, it sometimes conflicts with what he has previously been taught. This causes you to have to deal with old traditions or wrong teaching. These tapes may contain some new light from God's Word, and it may be opposed to some traditions you have previously learned. Therefore, follow through these messages in your Bible, in sequence, in order that you may be able to make a choice for the Word of God rather than the traditions of men. This is tape number 4 in a series. We urge you to listen to all the tapes in the series in numerical order so that the whole teaching can be received and understood. Listening to a part of the series or to the tapes out of sequence can lead to a misunderstanding of the nature, the intent, and the importance of this series.
Isn't it just interesting, it said, verse 21, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord, which is love, and the cup of demons, which is self-centeredness and selfishness. Amen? You can't drink them both. You can, see, that's what causes you to act immorally, try the Lord, grumble, idolatry, and get you killed. It's fatal. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. Now, it says, do you think you're going to... Praise be to God forevermore. Do you think you provoke the Lord to jealousy? See, he wants your whole heart. God said, I'm jealous of your heart. Are you going to provoke the Lord to jealousy going out demons, you know, and think he... Huh? Bang! He turns loose the wrath of God on you. So, you don't take the table of demons. This is why he said, see, I've always missed this verse down 24. Let no one seek what? Seek his what? Look at me. Here it is. Don't seek this flesh, self and itself to him, but he's going to seek what? The good of who? Love your neighbor to yourself. And then you won't be grumbling, you won't be acting immoral, you won't be trying the Lord, and you won't have any idols. Amen. Folks, is that plain? Now turn back over to Jude. Turn back over to Jude. All right. They're without fear. They're caring for themselves. They're not caring for them trees without fruit. They're double dead. They are uprooted. Now verse 13. Wild waves of the sea, they're casting up their own shame like foam. They're wandering stars from whom the what? Circle black darkness has been reserved forever. May I tell you something? You remember me telling you about the veil in front of their eyes? That's darkness to not know where you're going. Are you hearing me? That's a veil, and that's darkness, and a person will stay in darkness. They'll descend jubilant. Isaiah tells you, let them descend jubilant right into hell, Sheol. And they'll never, 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 never wake up. That's the sleeping virgin of the last day. See, were you in darkness before you got the light? A person who walks that way never gets out of darkness because he loves the deeds of darkness. When you love the deeds of light, that's how you love the Lord. And that's how you see, that's where your lamp doesn't go out. And the Word's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Amen? All right, now, I want you to watch very closely in these verses 14 and 15. And about these also, Enoch, the seventh generation, madam, prophesied, saying, behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy one. Now, he's talking about these without the fruit, double dead, caring for themselves. And verse 15, he's coming to what? Those two words. Execute judgment upon all and convict all the ungodly of their ungodly deeds. May I ask you something? Who was the law written to? What do we see in 1 Timothy 1:9? If you want to write it right there, who was the law to? The ungodly and sinners, amen? All right, now look, he's going to execute judgment. These folks are walking under the law upon all, convict all the ungodly, their ungodly deeds which have done an ungodly way, and all the what? Now, I have to watch this. Now, the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him, these are what? They are grumblers. They are finding fault. Listen, when you grumble, where does it come out at? Your mouth, where's it coming from? Your heart, when you're finding fault, what are you doing? Is that loving your neighbor as yourself? They're grumblers. They're finding fault. They're falling after what? Their own lust,
They speak arrogantly proud, and because what does flesh want to always do? It flatters people for the sake of gaining advantage. The flesh always exploits and uses people. I'll love your friendship if you can fit in to fulfill some of these idols and lusts that my flesh goes after. You'll work out. You and I can walk together. On the other hand, the opposite from that is love. You know, when you even show partiality, you're sinning. James 2, you're sinning when you show partiality. You'll love your neighbors yourself. What did you ever get that didn't come from God that's any good? Tell me. See? And then when your heart wants to build treasures here, when your heart wants to build these kind of things, are you seeing, folks? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, sit down and turn with me. Well, I've got one more verse right there I want to read. Now, he wants us to go out, and he, verse 23, he wants to save others, and what are we going to be doing? Snatch them out of the fire because smoke's on them. Amen? We're going to snatch them out of the fire. Now, verse 24. Now, to him who's able to keep you from what? Now, look at me. Here's how you stumble. You stagger and stumble in spiritual darkness. He can keep you from stumbling. He can make you stand in the glory of his presence. Holy and blameless before him in love. Amen? Glory! Is that good? Now, he'll make you do that. You won't walk like these folks. Is that right? It's worked. Is it clear? Okay. Now, turn to Luke 6. Praise God. How many wants to stop and throw a fit? Well, I tell you what. Do you see the grace of God in this? The grace of God is that we're sitting here to have any understanding anything about this word. It's all grace. I mean, God makes it simple, doesn't he? So, verse 35, what does it say we're going to do? Since we do not walk on the law, what do? Verse 35, Luke 6, 35. We're going to what? We're going to love our enemies. Now, folks, is that supernatural? You're going to love your enemies. Now, how? Let me ask you something. Let's just talk and figure this out. Is a branch just going to love its enemies by itself? No. No, you're not going to love nobody but yourself. You're not going to love anyone until you let the Spirit of God begin putting this to death in here. You've got to possess this land. And you can't love you for the enemies. Because God, Lord, I choose to agree with this word right here. I choose in the name of Jesus to love Bob right here. And I choose to forgive him. See, Bob hit me or rejected me or whatever. And I choose to love and forgive him. What did Stephen do when he was being stoned? He said, lay this not to their what? Charge. And he just went to sleep, amen? And in the Spirit of God, he went, see, folks, don't read this Bible and look back like Job's wife did. Don't go back to your goods back there. Look at the Word and keep forgetting those things behind, pressing forward. Obviously, I'm not sure how much of the church we're seeing yet. Amen? Yes. And if you're trying to make some of this work back there, it don't fit! Right. Amen? Yes. So, we're going to love our enemies. Verse 36. We're going to be merciful just as your Father is merciful. May I ask you something? Can you tell when somebody's being merciful? Now look at me a minute. Somebody's not looking. Can you tell when somebody's being merciful? You know what being merciful is? Love. Are you going to be holy like your Father's holy? Are you going to be merciful like your Father's merciful? But now, is that the people that's not walking under the law? But what the people are working under the law? See, if you don't like it here and you want to go sin willfully, or if you start sinning something, you're going to know it, because here's how you're going to know, verse 37. Do not judge, and you'll what? I'm telling you what, when you judge somebody, I mean, you've got it. You, the powers of darkness all over you. You don't have peace. They're attacking you. Your heart's condemning you. If you get before the Lord, you can get free of it and get back in peace. Are you hearing me? When you judge someone, you're judged right then. All right, let's go to the next part. Do not condemn, and you will not be what? Condemned. Folks, when you condemn, does condemnation come out of your mouth? You condemn someone else? Where's it coming from? Your heart. When you condemn someone else, it's coming out of your mouth. Your heart is condemning. Can I tell you what comes on you? The head just moved and comes. That's a harsh thing spoken by ungodly sinners, and that's how I'm going to execute judgment. He's doing it now! And he puts darkness all around them, and they stay in darkness, and you never come out until you repent. Let me just show it to you. I want to show you. Let me. Folks, I meant for us to take a little stand up a little earlier a while ago, but turn to 2 Timothy 2. Now, hold your place there. We're not through at Luke 6, but I want to show you something right here. 2 Timothy 2. Praise God. Verse 16. But we are to avoid what? Worldly chatter. We don't walk and talk like the world with condemning all these harsh things coming out of your mouth. Now, folks, I hope you listen carefully because that's what, I mean, see, you can't have no idea what peace is until your mouth quits doing these things. Amen? You don't have worldly and empty chatter, which is going to lead to what? Further ungodliness. Then your talk is going to spread like what? Gangrene, poison. That's how it spreads. Verse 19. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ abstain from what? The lust of the flesh, wickedness. You're not there. You abstain from it. Amen? You abstain from fleshly lust, which what? Wars against your soul. Amen? All right, now let's go on. Now, in a large house, there is not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Now, what happens when you go through the fire? The fire burns up wood, doesn't it? But if you come through the fire, what happens? You come out with gold. What do you think the fire is? The persecution and trials that the powers of darkness bring about you. And when you come out like looking like gold. You'll either be destroyed in the fire or you come through it. And you can't come through it unless the Spirit of God leads. Everybody, the Lord drives from this earth and destroys everyone in this earth that doesn't submit to Him. He drives them from this earth. He destroys them, lets them be killed. There's some vessels for honor and there's some to destruction. Is that what your Bible says? Now that's the wrath of God. This part, see, when you talk about like this, you can't go over here and build a name and a reputation and a career and all this kind of thing. You can't do it that way, but I'll tell you this part right here, because you don't want to separate nickels, noses, and numbers, but this right here separates. Hey, sanctify the congregation. You sanctify the congregation, but get all wickedness out of it. That's how it becomes purified. And then that's what gets the wall of Jesus, the glory of Jesus around it. And then you walk along the hedges and come in here where it's peaceful. They're biting in here. Are you seeing it? Huh? Right now. So therefore, verse 21, if a man what? Cleanse himself. Now, I ask you, how do you cleanse yourself? You're cleansing yourself. You're sanctifying yourself. You're cleansing by the washing of the water of the Word. Now, what do you think the devil wants you to do? He wants you to throw his Bible down and get your heart to go out to something to help God out, right? Or something you can see with your eyes. Amen. Instead of having your heart cleansed, love it. What did it say? Pursue what? Love and desire what? Spiritual gifts. When you're pursuing love, you're pursuing dying. Amen? Now, therefore, if a man cleanses himself from these things, he'll be a vessel for honor. What's he going to be? You'll be sanctified if you cleanse yourself from wickedness. You're going to be useful to the master. And then you're going to be prepared for what? Every good work. If you're not this way, you're worthless. And every good work means you'll cast out demons, you'll lay hands on the sick, and all the works of Jesus will work through us. That's what you're prepared for, every good work. When you cleanse, you get selfishness out of the way so Jesus gets all the glory. Amen? You're prepared for every good work.
Now that's where the power comes. Because the Lord doesn't share his glory with carnal flesh. Amen? Okay. But everybody's going to look for revival or something else. That's restoration. Now, verse 22. So you better take off. You better flee from youthful lust. You better flee the lust of flesh. Whether you're 16 or 116, you better flee. And then what are you going to pursue? Righteousness. Well, you see that, and you remember what we saw in Romans 6. You pursue righteousness. You pursue righteousness, faith. You perceive in pursuing love. You pursue peace, which has love is when you're overcome. Look here, when you're putting this to death, your love is coming out, and peace. You've got the hedge around you. That's the walk of peace. Amen? Praise God. And you pursue peace with those who call on the Lord from what kind of heart? What did your Bible just say to you? That you're to fellowship with those who what? Did your Bible say that you fellowship with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart? Do you absolutely know what will happen to you? Did we see over in Ephesians 5, 6, don't be deceived that those who practice these things are not going to enter in the kingdom of Christ? Do not be deceived. And it says, with empty words, and do not be partakers with what? Them, because they don't have a pure heart. But it says right here, you fellowship with those who come to the Lord with a pure heart. Is that what your Bible says? Shake your head. Okay. Now, but refuse this foolish and ignorant speculation. You know what that is? That's controversial questions that come against the Word of God. You know who's got folks like that? Them. Powers of darkness have got them. But refuse foolish and ignorant speculation, knowing they produce quarrels, and the Lord's bondservant must not be quarrelsome, but he's going to be kind to all. He's going to be able to teach. He's going to be patient when wrong, and with gentleness, he's going to be correcting these who are, correcting those who have foolish hearts. They don't have a wise heart and follow ignorant speculation. With gentleness, he's going to correct those because they are in what? Opposition? What are they in opposition to? The Spirit of God and the Word of God. Controversial questions, speculations coming against it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look at me. When you love and hear, you're in opposition to the Word of God. You're offended by it. And yet it becomes a stumbling stone and gentleness corrects them. Amen? If perhaps God may grant them what? Look at me, folks. God can grant them repentance. They'll repent. They repent from this. And when you repent and you have a change of heart, then you can come here. Amen? And then you can be led to the knowledge of what? Glory be to God. That's the only way you get the truth. Look here. Look at me, folks. If you don't repent, you're staying out of darkness forever. That's sad. That's heartbreaking. If you don't repent, if your heart don't change, and I don't care, folks, get this off your mind of caring for some folks or nice folks or some group of people more than you do God. You'll never be able to help nobody until you come here. Forget it. There's a place in there where it's told you in John 5, 16, that all your prayers get answered when you bear the fruit. Then you can pray for folks. You better be single-minded. But it says there, then they can be led to the knowledge of truth. And they may come to their senses then, and then they can escape from the snare of who? They can then escape from the snare of the powers of darkness. They don't know the powers of darkness have got them, but they escape from the snare of the devil, having been held what? Captive by them to do what? Do the will of Satan. What is the will of Satan? Right here it is. Right there's the will of Satan. Can I just show you just real quickly? I want to show you something. Now, are you still holding on to Luke 6 right there? Okay. John 8. Now I want to show you people in traditions right there. Let me ask you something. Did the Pharisees have a structure? Look at me. Did they have a religious structure? Did they take part of the Word of God? Did they take part of the Word of God? And they used it right here and they built a structure. Amen? You know what this thing's called? It's another tower into heaven. They took part. They used the Bible, didn't they? They only used part of the Word of God. All right, Jesus come to them, and he's wanting to lead them out of the darkness into light. Amen? And he's wanting to do it. Now, how can he do it?
They have to come here, right? If they don't come here, he could never lead them out of this hell that's on them right there. They went to hell. You know that, don't you? A few of them got saved. These folks went to hell. It's all right to say what the Bible said. They went to hell. All right, why did Jesus come along? He comes along with the Word. Amen? Now, he wants them to come out of that thing right there, and because he sees the darkness and everything's in there. So he comes speaking the Word. Is that correct? And this is exactly what he says right there in verse 38. He said, I speak the things which I've seen with my Father, therefore you also what? Do the what? Things which you hear from your Father. Now, look at me, folks. Here it is. Jesus says, I'm speaking the things right here I hear from my Father. And you folks over here that's supposed to belong to God, you're over here doing the things of Satan. You're doing the things you hear from your Father. Your mouth and your walk right there are the things of Satan. Now, see, I've got a word for you right here. I've got the word for you. Now, I'm telling you what the truth is. And so, verse 41, he told them plainly, you're doing the deeds of Satan right there, the deeds of your Father. And then, verse 43, he asked him, he says, why is it you can't understand what I'm saying? It's because you cannot hear my word. Look at me, folks. Did we understand a while ago when you had a doctrine that did not conform you to godliness, you without understanding? Did we see that? Why? Because the doctrine gets your heart. And then you can't come here. Are you seeing what the powers of darkness do? You're without understanding, and then you can't hear what? Is that what we just read? Then you can't hear the word. Because why? Something else has your what? Something else has your heart, and you cannot hear the word of God. He said, you folks right here do the things of Satan over there in that structure right there. It's wrong fruit. You're following after doctrines that do not conform you to godliness. You're without understanding. Say, why that you can't understand what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you why. You can't hear the Word of God because my Word has no place in you. Look there, I think it's verse 17, 37 I mean, the last part. He said, my Word has no place in you. Now, let me ask you something, folks. Now, is that what your Bible says? Look here. Let me ask you something. If the Word, now listen to you. Now everybody look at me. If the Word does not have any place in you, that means you're shrinking back to destruction. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And this is how the powers of darkness use this to cause you to shrink back. And then you shrink back to destruction. You know what he plainly told those folks? Look at what he said. He said, I want to show you who's got your heart because 44, you have your father, the devil. Is that plain? Jesus always played with words, didn't he? You have your father, the devil, and you, what are those three words, and you what? Those three words says what? I'll never start. Look at me. Let's start all over in verse 44, and I want you to do it this time, okay? Okay, verse 44. Jesus said, you religious crowd right there, you are of your father, the devil, and you, and those three words. You, let's say it again. That means your heart wants to what? Wants to do the desires of Satan. And what is the desires of Satan? What, you speak and walk. You speak that. You do the things that you hear from your father. You want to. Because that shows where your heart believes in the unrighteousness. And you can't hear this. God doesn't have your heart. Or you'd come here. Amen? Now, let me. For this reason, you do not hear them because you're not a God. Now, I want you to get this plain right here. I want you to write this down in your little book. If somebody can't hear the Word of God, the Spirit of God's not showing them what it's saying. Is that plain? Don't call nice folks Christians. They'll come to the light. So what does that leave? That takes all the burden off of me. That takes it off of you. And anything, all we have to do is do what God says, and God's the one that works it out. He's the one that builds the church. What do you think about that? Would you like to see Him build one?
You know what it's going to be built around? Jesus. He's going to stand right in the middle of it. It won't be flesh. Now, let me tell you something. Did your Bible say, he is of God, hears the word of God? Now, it's not left up to you to decide who the Christians are, is it? Oh, that's how you sanctify a congregation. Are you hearing me? Now, how many folks can stand this? Folks can't stand this. It shrinks back, can they? Huh? No, they have to repent, and then they may be led to knowledge of truth, and then they escape from the snares of those powers of darkness that tell them to do the will of Satan. Amen? Right? Glory! Praise God to know that. That's grace. I know what grace is. So, let you see there, if you can't hear the word of God now, you're still holding on to Luke? Let's stay here all night. I tell you, I told some folks the other day, it's better than sitting up and smoking all night, isn't it? 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Now, I want to ask you something. Did I tell you some people were in darkness? Don't quit now. Did I say that a veil gets in front of you? How's that veil removed? It's removed in who? Christ. So what we see in 1 John 2, what in Christ is when you obey His commandments. Amen? Praise God forever. I'm telling you what, I'm just overwhelmed with the grace of God. I'm telling you what's the truth. Boy, I'm telling you Jesus is something. I've got to settle down. Verse 3, here it is. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? It's veiled to those who are perishing. In whose case, the God of this world, the powers of darkness, exactly what we saw in 2 Timothy 2, have blinded the minds of who? Unbelieving. Look at me, folks. The unbelieving. Shrink back at the Word of God. That they might not see the what? They don't see the light because they're in outer darkness forever. Because they haven't repented and changed. And the wrath of God still remains on them. Because you don't obey Him. Have we already seen that? Amen? And they may not see the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Now, one last thing. Now, look at verse 5. For we do not preach what? Now listen to me. Look at me, folks. Now I'm going to tell you something. We don't take the word of God and go preach folks. Are you hearing me? We're not preaching folks or headquarters. You understand what I mean? Not preaching folks. We're not like these right here that preach ourselves. That use the word of God, that godliness is a means of gain. How many are saying it? That godliness is a means of gain. That's when you preach yourself. You use the things of God to feed lust, name, career, image, reputation. And that's a deception. There's a great falling away in the last days. Folks, if you have a little harder, had a little problem handling this, let me just tell you plainly, you're waking up from a nightmare. Now, just so if you're just wondering if you're alive or impatient yourself or something, then just tell you, you're waking up from a nightmare. It's a new day. It's going to get good from here on. Isn't that good? If you're kind of concerned about some more folks, why don't you go read them a Bible? Get one of these Bible studies. Go play them some tapes. Let it be yours. Go share this word. This is the only thing that's going to work. If they won't receive this, I'm just going to tell you something. Get your fellowship with the Lord where He'll do something supernaturally to turn their hearts to the Word of God or they'll go to hell.
That's right.
Snatch them out of the fire. Glory! That's what He's fixing to do. Gets all your prayers answered. Now, for we do not preach ourselves, but who we preach is Lord. Glory be to God forever. Though we preach Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake. In other words, folks, look here. Look at me, folks. What he's saying is here. We're not like these folks that the gospel is veiled to them. They're perishing. They can't hear it because they're walking after selfishness and self-centeredness. We didn't come here to preach this stuff right here, flesh. We come to tell you that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we've come here to be His slaves. We're servants because we love our neighbors as ourselves. That's the opposite from that. And that's the ones that have the veil, idols. Are you seeing it? You're not letting some demon talk to you now and say, no, you didn't read that in the Bible yet, have you? They don't want to go. You know that, don't you? Because if you start believing this, they have to go. They have to try to talk you out of it a little. they don't like this. They just stirred up right. They're weak. They're weak. In Jesus' name, fear God. It's abomination to fear devils. Get your mind on what Jesus is doing. He'll lead the Spirit of God to show you how to take care of the devil. Right to verse 10. We're always cared about in our body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus is going to be manifested in our body. We're dying to the flesh, for we who live are constantly, we're delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us. We're dying to the flesh so that life will work in other folks. Glory be to God forevermore. Is that good? I didn't bit more plan to come this way tonight than a goose. I like it. Boy, I tell you what, I hope I never plan it again. Verse 16. Therefore, verse 16, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day and day. We're being conformed to the image of Jesus, for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen, but the things that are seen, that you see, taste, hear, and smell, they are temporal at this world, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Glory be to God forevermore. In chapter 5, I just want to read just a little bit more. I heard a friend of mine say, let's go back to Genesis 1. Verse 9. Therefore also we have as what? Look at me, folks. You have selfish ambition. You have this right here you're living for. But if your ambition, the other kind of ambition, is the ambition, whether at home or absent, is going to be what? To please Jesus, the root. Amen? Hey, listen, you're not pleasing the root of pride. Look at me. You're not pleasing the root of pride. You're not pleasing the root of greed. You're not pleasing the root of selfishness. You're always pleasing Jesus. And that way you're never uprooted. Amen? And you always triumph in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God forevermore. So, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and each one is going to be recompensed for the deeds in his body, what kind of few fruits you produce, according to what he's done, whether good and bad. You'll prove your deed to prove whether you were heart believed in the righteous or unrighteous. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men that we were made manifest to God. Now, oh my, I'm telling you what. Well, let's turn back over there to Luke 6. Isn't that plain? What, folks, you notice peace in here? Do you notice peace in here? Do you notice when God's presence gets, people just don't even get in a big hurry, lay there? There's a lot of peace out there, you know, but when you get where God is, there's peace. He wants us walking this all the time. We're going to get so much peace, we'll fall on somebody. Hey, folks, he didn't start this thing not to finish it. Is that plain? Do you think intellect showed up and seeing some of this stuff here? Weren't me. Now, verse 37. Do not judge, and you'll not be judged. Luke 6:37.
When you judge someone, you're judged immediately. Do not condemn, and you'll not be condemned. When you condemn someone, the fire's all over you. Pardon, and then you're going to be pardoned. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you give out blessings, you get them. If you walk under the law, you've got torment in hell on you. I mean, it's just tearing you up all the time. Now, that's how you get chastised. He disciplines and reproves you. But if you made idol of it, you'll not come back to the light. Are you hearing me? You're just stiff-necked and stubborn, and they're just, oh boy, see, that tomorrow night we'll take off on that. I'm going to show you how that works. You won't come to the light. See, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you always... Now, quick, see, the falling away, look at me, the falling away from the faith, the last day, is get over here and start selling something Christian that's not Christian, call something church that's not church. That's another gospel and another Jesus led by a different spirit over here. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, I pray. Bless the Lord. Praise His name. Praise Jesus. Verse 38. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. What you hand out is what you get. If you operate under the law, you get an eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. You understand what you give? And boy, I'd like to take off right there. You get an eye for an eye. I'm going to tell you what you get it. And so when you break God's law, you get it right then. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, because I'm going to tell you next day, you'll notice something different on you. Give, and it's going to be given to you, verse 8. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Now, this is usually to just take up offerings. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And it's going to pour into your lap. It's going to be all over you. For by your standard of measure that you measure out, look at you speak and walk and talk in this world that you put out to other people. You speak blessings, you get blessings. That's how the blessings and curses get there. If you speak curses, you get them! It's going to pour right in your lap. For by your standard of measure, it's going to be measured to you in return. So in case folks are thinking about ever falling men anymore, it had this right behind it. Next verse. Verse 39. He also spoke a parable to them. He's trying to show them how this all happens. A blind man that cannot guide a blind man. If you fall like somebody blind, they're in darkness, can he? Where are the blind man going to lead you? You're going to head for the pit. Jesus is supposed to be the one to lead you. Amen. Spirit of God. A pupil is not above his teacher. For every one after he's been what? You get fully trained, you're going to be like who? Your teacher. Now look at me. Look at me, folks. When you get fully trained, you're going to be like your teacher. If you follow after someone who's blind, we'll cover that tomorrow night. If you follow anyone blind, you know what's going to wind up? You're going to be blind. If you follow after the teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ, no one that the Spirit of God's working through wants you to follow them no further than they see you follow Jesus. I don't want you to follow me no further than you see me follow Jesus. I don't want to be your source. I don't need no following. I don't need you and don't want you. I want you to be a success in Jesus. I want to see the church of Jesus Christ come together, and I want to see that hedge in glory where you can reach out and all these hurting people get helped. All of them. And it's already been done at Calvary. Through the blood, through the cross, and we get in on it by walking in covenant. Amen? Because when we get Jesus and Bob in covenant, he said, then the we are ready. Then you receive the promise. And the promise, everything he said, we are the word works when we walk in covenant. We haven't been walking in covenant. Covenant's been broke. I'm going to stop there.
This concludes tape number 4. Please fast forward this tape to return it to the beginning. Please proceed to tape number 5, where this message continues. For additional tapes, write Be Fruitful and Multiply, Post Office Box 160065, Irving, Texas 75016. That's Post Office Box 160065. Irving, Texas, 75016.